This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tass, with still a croaky voice. So our next guest is Steve Michelson. Steve Michelson is a former senior staffer in the Shorten office. Former. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here for, I believe, the first time.
It is.
Yeah.
Be the first of many, because we like political pundits. We like people that have a view, but actually have a considered view and can understand what the issues are. When you work in a politician's office, yes, you get to obviously really understand the issues from their perspective and how you need to play them, but you also get to observe what other sides are doing, and this is where it's really important.
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of, you know, when you look at the Victorian election campaign, you know, the tone and style of it, you know, has been very different. I'd like your first off some reflections on what you, the tone and the style of the Labor campaign and the Liberal campaign.
Well, I'm not sure that I saw Malina down in Paran, but I've actually just come from a polling booth in Paran.
Oh, right.
And in the great traditions of democracy, having a chat to the other political hacks like myself on the polling booth, handing out their various bits of material. And, you know, to answer your question, Macca, if you look at Labor and Neil's had a vote document, you know, jobs, health, education, obviously running on a very strong platform also around LGBTI, the LGBTI community. I think the Liberals are probably a little bit stuck. They've got this message around bringing the state back into control, a bit of a fear campaign.
Sounds like we're all incontinent.
Well, Matthew Guy's a bit incontinent, isn't he?
You can say that.
But in Paran, they're really running on Katie Allen. You know, they're really focused on their campaign. Their candidate. I don't think they've got a lot to say in terms of policies. And the Greens, you know, good old Greens, promising the world. What they can deliver is another story. So I think the tone has been quite predictable, in my view, but obviously the last couple of weeks have been pretty interesting for all the parties.
Look, I've just got back from almost 2 weeks in Bali, so I was watching, you know, ABC, you know, on satellite, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. I can imagine you in your sun lounge.
Oh, yeah, they? Yeah, around the pool, you know. very
apparently
relaxed.
Apparently naked.
Oh, stop it.
Private villa test.
Apparently.
Private. Anyway, watching the news reports, and interesting, you know, also CNN, also there's occasional snippets about Australia. And CNN referred to Matthew Guy as a conservative and Dan Andrews as a socialist.
Is that right?
Yeah. But the reporter looked like they'd had a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic anyway.
they've also been beaten over the head a few times by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They're not thinking straight necessarily.
But you know, when you see the coverage, and the ABC coverage was very balanced, but you actually have another perspective to it.
It's been verified.
So, Steve, I'm interested in your analysis of the offer from the two main parties. What's your analysis?
Look, my analysis is that, you know, one great thing that Dan Andrews has done is to deliver. And I know that sounds like political rhetoric. Your listeners will be rolling their eyes, but...
But that's historical.
It is historical.
We're moving forward now.
But that's true. But, you know, and we're looking out the windows here at the fabulous Joy FM studios. But, you know, there are cranes literally across the skyline. So, you know, he has not only delivered for the state, but continues to deliver. You know, we are a state that is growing. We're a state that's doing really well. In terms of the Liberals, look... I think the Liberals are running on crime. I think the Liberals are running on congestion.
You mean that's their policy?
That's exactly. And in fact, last night, you know, I was driving home with my fiancée and we looked up and there was Matthew Guy sort of with the, you know, get back in control ad. And he said, what does that mean? you know, and it's true. What does it mean? So I think the two major parties are actually in this election quite different in the sense that I think Labor does have the ground on that those traditional jobs, health, education issues.
And some commentators have described the difference as being a positive approach and a negative approach. Do you think that's a fair analysis?
I think it's a fair analysis, but let's not forget that all political parties do go negative at the best of times. And look, obviously the Labor Party's got its fair share of negative campaigning in this election. But on the whole, I think that the coalition's probably got more, but just because it needs to, you know, that's really it's only play. And the other thing here, of course, is what's happening federally. So because the coalition is on the nose so badly federally, they've really got to find a way strategically to cut through. And in that environment, their only option really is to...
Well, it was interesting that Matthew Guy had to wheel in John Howard. And he did bring in Scott Morrison into Pellegrini's, and that backfired seriously for him.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's the old, you know, and I learnt this over the many years that I had the privilege of working with Bill Shorten, but you've really got to know the limits around politics, but also politicking. And I think when Matthew Guy, and look, in fairness to Matthew and probably to Scott as well, I don't think they meant to do harm, but I think they just didn't think it through carefully enough. And I don't think they read the... you know, the anger within the community about what had transpired just a few days earlier.
So we've been asking everybody this. What's your prediction for an outcome?
Look, I think that if you'd asked me a week ago, I would have predicted a minority Labor government. Today, I'm predicting a majority Labor government. I think that we'll pull through, and I think that you'll see Labor get ahead by two or three
seats. Well, you heard it here first.
I'm calling the election.
I haven't heard those words used. Yes, a majority Labor government. That's
correct.
A pretty big call, Steve.
Richmond? Will Dick Wynne hold Richmond?
I think we'll hold Richmond. I think Dick Wynne is a long-standing and well-recognised member. Labor's real trouble in Richmond will begin, obviously, whenever Richard chooses to retire, and let's hope that's many years away.
Paran?
Oh, Paran is so hard to call.
It was only 200 votes last time, and it was preferences, you know, or preferences are always crucial.
Look, I think it'll definitely come down to preferences, but I think the Greens primary will probably come off the boil a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what Samantha has to say about that. But it is genuinely a three-horse race, and I think Labor will pull over the line ahead of the Liberals.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.